Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Got four colossal egos, with mine being the smallest. Ryan's got the biggest ego, followed closely by Paula, then Randy, and then myself. Ryan would marry himself tomorrow. I mean, literally, he is the most egotistical person I have ever met in my life. And bearing in mind, I am based in Hollywood, that is quite a broad thing to say. But he has, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I like him. Paul has always had an ego, Randy's developed one. And so you put all that together, shake it all up, you get a few fireworks occasionally.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon.
Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
We're just ahead of our gay confession segment.
Literally.
Okay. Let me see. There's a couple of other tapes. Right, what do I got? I got one, two, three tapes. But, you know, again, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow to hear about feces in your food from Fox 5. I don't. Well, maybe we can squeeze that into that. Here is Bobby Brown. My man, Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown, just a small, isolated clip of him talking about how Whitney Houston can kick your ass. Bob Brown.
Well, I'm not going to fight it back because, you know, I'm scared. I might go back to jail.
I'm not going to fight her back.
Isn't that nice? He's not going to swing back.
I'm not going to fight her back.
Nice to know that she's swinging at him, though.
Well, I'm not going to fight it back because, you know, I'm scared. I might go back to jail.
Defense.
Where is that from?
And then the other one. Oh, that's from the Tyra Banks show.
Okay, that's what I thought it sounded like.
And the other one I got from SportsCenter. This is going to be an ongoing thing. I'm convinced that Bill Parcells, before the Cowboys break training camp, is going to lose it about T.O.
Mm-hmm.
They had a mini camp, and he answered, I think, about 30 questions about him, and he put the kibosh on it.
Could you elaborate on the issues that T.O. needs to take care of before he gets here?
Nope. I answered 35 questions on him the other day. Someone told me there was 35. So that will be the last on him. Okay? Until we start get on the field at practice in training camp.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Wow. Hey, you know what? I forgot. I completely forgot. When I found out that T.O. was going to Dallas, I didn't even bother to make that connection. This has potential to be a great story in the NFL.
Because they were saying the whole thing that I was watching on SportsCenter was, he's worked with stars with problems.
Right.
LT, the greatest linebacker of all time. But how will he get along with Terrell Owens? And then it's part
of. He's already mad.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
His hair is back to being yellow again.
Oh, good. Oh, so good. He's doing the orange thing. Fantastic.
Okay. Anything else? Well, everything else I think can wait.
35 questions. I've answered 35 questions.
We've got about four or five other Bill Parcells cuts that are pretty good. But, you know, we better just get right to the. Get right to the matter at hand.
Well, this is what everybody's been waiting for.
You will pardon the pun. Now, this is where you, the home listener, can win $200 in cash.
That's nice.
There are six guys on the show. It's a sausage festival in here. It's me, Don, my best buddy, Mike, my other buddy, Rob, my other buddy, Buzz, my other buddy, John,
right,
and then our three-legged dog, Joe.
Yes.
So there are six guys.
Right.
We have all written, and hopefully honestly, about the gayest thing that's ever happened to us in our lives. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Jessica Rabbit from our staff come in and read these.
How embarrassing.
Then, after a commercial break or whatever it is that we do, just to, you know, towel off.
She going
to
read them all at once?
Yep, one at a time.
Okay.
And then what you're going to have to do is, and Jessica will have the scorecard that says whose is what. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Hi. And thank you for coming out to our We're Number 15 party on Wednesday night.
You're welcome.
It was very nice of you to come out to that party.
It was fun.
And why are you leaving? You quit working. I find it hard to believe you would quit working at this rat hole. But you quit, right?
I did.
You did?
Friday's my last day. Oh, I actually got a really good offer back home.
Congratulations.
So you're moving back home.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So Friday's the last day.
Wow.
Yes.
Friday's the last chance.
Yes.
Hear me, guys?
I hear you.
Last shot on Friday.
At any time, did anyone approach you here? You know, we always like to know people's reasons for leaving. Did anybody approach you and come up to you and say, you know, if you're friends with them, you shouldn't stay here?
No.
Nothing like that occurred?
You weren't run out.
You weren't pressured to leave here because of your association with this
show? Why would I be pressured? I'm the best thing here.
Yes, I know you are.
Yes, you are.
It's very sad that you're going. We don't have many friends here. I don't know if you noticed that. We really don't. there's you, there's Shondell, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Colette.
How about Mr.
Colette, yes. Colette, yes.
I'm kidding. Sure your thing today?
Mm-hmm. What about Mr. Hughes? You know, always undressing you with his eyes? We see it.
Difficult to work under those circumstances, huh?
No.
No. Okay.
Go.
She's. Yeah, we were sort of sliding back down to that, weren't we?
All right. So, Jess, here's the deal. Now, everybody listening, Jessica will read six different statements / stories.
Kind of make a mental note, if you're listening to these, as to, you know.
Who
you know,
they might go to.
Each story and what it's about.
And actually, I guess what we're going to probably have to do is. Let me see. Since we are not playing, since the listeners are playing.
Right.
So you think, let me just real quick. That one's mine. I know that one's Mike's. Which one is yours, Robbie? Is that one yours?
Yes.
Okay. That's Rob's. That one.
It's going to be fun, Jessica.
Oh, that's John's. And there's Joe's. Okay. I've not read them, but we've just put an initial on them. So, for instance, after Jessica reads them, when it's time for callers, you would say, here's the correct order. Number one, Buzz. Number two, Mike. Number three, Joe, etc. Do you get what I'm saying?
No. If,
okay. Once we read all six letters,
mm-hmm. heard them,
or stories, then you call in and you decide. Now, having heard 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the people calling in would say, first person, if the first person gets it, the contest is over.
Okay.
First person says, here's the order. Number one was Don. Number two is Mike.
So there. Right. So the winner of this contest is going to have to guess all of them.
Yes.
Right.
That's tough. Meaning that if the first person is wrong, we're not going to tell them what the order is that they're wrong in.
So they'll have to guess the first one. Is and they if they get answer incorrectly, they're gone.
They're right. Gone.
Okay, fantastic.
So you get how we're going to play it?
Now I do, yes, yep. Absolutely.
Okay, so now we'll just set it up. We'll just put them in a different order than they were handed in. And we will go to Jessica now, who will read what shall now be known as... Oh, boy. Let me just get a different color pen. Number one. Number two. Mm-hmm.
These are the gay experiences?
Yes, Jessica.
Our gayest
These are all our gayest experiences, and they
to
are...
share them with you.
You're going to be reading each of them.
Number five and number six.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You're nervous.
Jessica, don't be nervous.
I know the two of them out of the six are beautifully written.
Now, you see how there's a number on top? Mm-hmm. Ignore that number. The blue number is the one that you want to focus on. So now
read number one and then start reading the story.
Just read number one, and then we'll let everybody soak it in, and then we'll move to number two. Now with guest reading number one, and again, this whole thing is...
gay, but not too gay.
This is Gay Experience number one, read by Jessica.
We have all had... At least I've theorized that most men have had some type of gay experience in their life.
Maybe there's certain men that haven't, but we were all able to deliver on this show.
A brush with gayness.
So as to all the guys yesterday, please write down your gayest experience. Please, and keeping in mind we're on the radio, don't be explicit, but please be honest.
All right.
So now, without further ado, gay revelation number one.
Got very wasted one night and was unable to get home, so I had to stay at my friend's house. His roommate was out of town. Me and one of my wasted friends were arguing about who was going to get the roommate's waterbed. We decided that it was a big bed and we should share. The heater on the waterbed was not working, and at some point in the middle of the night, I woke up freezing my ass off and found myself cuddling with my friend. I was too cold to care, so I just went back to sleep.
Okay, thank you, Jess. Very nice.
That's a wonderful story.
Number one. That would be number one. Well, you know, we're going to have to go through later and figure out who's is who to give us a scorecard. Okay, that was...
All right, I'll keep order of these. That's number one, cuddling. All right? The cuddling story.
Cuddling. And now, here's Jessica with story number two.
My gayest moment happened in high school. It was on an overnight field trip, and I was sharing a motel room with two buddies. Ignoring the curfew, a girl stayed in our room late into the night and ended up lying in bed with me and my friend. We were all watching TV, and eventually we started to fall asleep. I was in the bed between one of my friends and the girl. And the girl started to give me a helping hand, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
It was a hard proposition to turn down, but it was still very gay because I was lying in bed next to my best friend at the time. And three in a queen size is a little crowded. Plus, another friend was only a few feet away on a sleep sofa. The two guys in the room appeared to remain asleep during the activity, and none of us ever spoke of it. But I know if they were actually awake, and they might have been, it makes this even gayer.
Thank you, Jess. Very nice.
That would be story number two. That would be handy.
Story number two. All right. We now continue. Here is story number... And, Mike, can you just recap the stories again? I mean, just give us the brief. Number one was...
Right now?
Yeah.
All right. Number one was the male cuddling when it was cold in the waterbed. Right. Number two was the guy that was in the bed with the woman and the other guy, and something happened, and he thought the guys were actually awake.
Could you do me a favor? Would you write down the names on these as they come through so I can have, like, a cheat sheet at the end with the correct order of people? Because I don't even know. I got no idea who wrote what. Right. And now, entree number...
Three.
Here again is Jess.
In the summer of 1971, I was at a large family camping week at a Delaware beachside campground. There were hundreds of pop-up campers, those old big vans with giant captain chairs and lots of RVs, not to mention plain old tents. Besides the natural seawater...
She said tents. You said tents. It sounded like you said something else. Plain old...
I heard tents.
Tents.
Plain old tents. Sounded like that to me, too.
Spell the word that was written.
T-E-N-T-S.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Sounded like something else.
Plain old tents.
Besides the natural seawater, there were four gigantic swimming pools. Certain members of my family had discovered a spot in one of the family's RVs where we could hide and watch. If lucky, girls or just even women in the family changing out their bathing suits. Okay. I was in the crawl space in this particular RV with a relative, male, when another relative, female and about 17 at the time, came in and started to disrobe and change. My relative unzipped his pants and started doing something I considered a private matter. While I complained in rushed tones as we were still hiding out watching
rushed
the relative.
What? Rushed what?
Tones. T-O-N-E-S.
Rushed.
Tones.
What was the word before it?
In hushed tones.
Oh hushed tones. Okay, hushed tones.
Sorry about that.
Not rushed tones.
Ah.
Okay. Hushed tones.
Tent, not.
I complained in hushed tones. Gotcha, okay.
Why don't you just take it from the... where you picked up, yeah.
While I complained in hushed tones as we were still hiding out watching this relative, he told me in equally hushed tones to join him. I did not, but also did not say anything to either alert my undressing cousin or the relative directly next to me, who had a very happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
I stood, laid on my side, would be the truest perspective, and watched and said nothing. He did ask me if I liked watching and said next time I should join in. It was just fun. I was just waiting for my now clothed cousin to leave so I could run away as fast as I could. After the female relative left the RV, I made a dash for the screen door. Outside, I was tackled to the ground. My older and bigger relative, who then told me if I ever spoke of this to anyone, he would beat the hell out of me. Surprisingly, years later, he later spoke of it at a family gathering to other males. He made it seem risque and erotic. He also left out how he almost beat the hell out of me for threatening to tell. I thought it was gross and queer, but never said so. Names, if they must be revealed, will be done so after this document is made public.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Quite a story.
All right, that would be number three. My cousin is a jerk. That's how I'm labeling that one.
Now story number
four.
Number four.
The gayest thing that ever happened to me. I was about 12, camping out in the backyard with the neighbor boy. We walked out.
Don't be nervous now. Take a deep breath. You're getting really nervous now. Please take a big deep breath. Everything's going fine. You're doing great.
Let me start over really
quick. Okay, start over again.
The gayest thing that's ever happened to me. I was about 12, camping out in the backyard with the neighbor boy. We talked about joining. Joying?
Let me see. Hold on. I'll take a look.
I've never, ever seen that before.
J-O-ing.
J-O-ing.
You know.
Joying. Jerk. I've never heard of it that way. Okay. Nobody saw anything or touched anything that wasn't theirs, but we both did what we were talking about in the same tent at the same time.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right.
That was number four.
Oh, yeah, she's a break. Just kidding.
Number four. Oh, we have to identify that one?
Yeah, I'll make sure.
Now, here's Jessica with...
That's the friend J-O-ing. That's what number four is.
Mike, can you just recap all the four
yes,
that we've heard?
Number one would be the story of a man-on-man cuddling in the waterbed.
Right.
Number two would be the person in bed with a woman and a man, and she gets handsy, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Number three would be the bathhouse experience of hiding under the crawl space. My cousin is a jerk. And that's pretty heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is the friend J-O-ing. I didn't really get much out of that incredibly written piece.
So
but I got a theory on that one.
We are up to number five.
Right.
Number five.
When I was young, sometime between 10 and 12, we used to play a lot of role-playing games in my friends' houses. We would build an imaginary headquarters or a fort in the basement and then create different adventures. One time, in my own basement, a slightly older neighbor boy and I had constructed a fort by taking blankets and sheets from my mom's laundry room and hanging them off an old utility table. The fort was completely blocked in on three sides with blankets in the back wall of the unfurnished basement, which the table was pushed up against.
Yeah, yeah.
It was totally private. As we were talking in our fort, the subject or our things came up. The neighbor boy asked me if I had a fire hose like he had, or did I have the other kind? Okay. And I did.
Yes.
And I did not. Wait, where did I leave off?
Exactly. Fire hose like his. I had a fire hose like his.
Or did I have the other kind? I didn't know what he meant until we decided to show each other what we had.
Uh-huh.
When we both revealed our weapons, I realized that he did indeed have a fire hose, and I did not. He then told me in great detail how he achieved a wonderful sensation by using friction on a blanket. I asked him to show me, and just as he was showing me what he did, my mom called us from upstairs, uh-huh. and the lesson was over. Later that night, I experimented with the blanket trick and eventually got a very surprising playoff. I credit my slightly
payoff,
older...
Payoff, I bet.
Did I say playoff?
Playoff,
yes. That's okay.
Payoff. I credit my slightly older neighbor with the teaching me how to do something that I would use for years to come, so to speak.
Wow.
All right, that's number five.
Number five. To recap, Mike, all five thus far?
The number one was cuddling... with the friend in the waterbed, the male friend. Number two was the woman with getting handsy with two men in a bed. Number three was my cousin is a jerk in the bathhouse looking at the cousin. Number four is the friend J-O-ing. And number five is, showing the fire hose.
And finally, story number six.
I think the gayest thing I ever did was something I remember from when we were kids. A few friends and I, when we were about 9 or 10 years old, decided to play strip poker. Since we were in the fourth grade or something like that, it didn't occur to us that you were supposed to play with girls, and quite honestly, I don't think any of us knew what a winning hand was. Anyway, eventually one of us would lose and end up naked. One time, since streaking was the thing to do in America, we all took off our clothes and ran around my friend's house like we were streakers. Pretty stupid and pretty gay.
Thank you, Jess.
All right, thank
Excellent
you.
Excellent job.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you very much. Now,
it'll be strip poker and streaking.
Okay, so let me just see. I've got all of these stories. Thank you, Jessica. I know you're very nervous. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank
we're
you,
not going to talk about you. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to be fine.
Okay, now let me just make sure I've got the correct order. Number one. Okay.
She obviously went to the Ardinger Academy, though, reading.
Two.
Well, it was perhaps the material to make anybody nervous.
Number four. Okay, well.
All right, I have.
We are lined up. I mean, I've got the answers in front of me, folks.
I have number one, cuddling. Number two, the handy. Number three, my cousin is a jerk. Number four, friend Jay Owing. Mm-hmm. Number five, showing the fire hose. And number six, strip poker and streaking.
Right. So, we will take a break and come back and start taking calls at 877-365-3636. For instance, not that I'm throwing anything out there. If you called up and said, for instance, okay, number one is Buzz.
Right.
If you're correct, you're going to hear this. And you can move along. Then if you say, number two is Don.
Ah.
Not true.
Okay.
We'll go to the next caller who then has to start by saying, number one is Buzz. Number two is Mike.
Right, for example.
Number three is Rob. Oh, so you see how it goes? If you got all six in order, call right now.
Winner.
I think it's very apparent who wrote who.
I think so,
and
too.
And what wrote what.
I have all but a couple
figured
out.
Whatever I'm trying to say here. Who wrote what. And I agree with you, Mike. I think that some of the beautiful literary work was kind of ruined.
It was destroyed.
But she was very nervous. We can't get mad at sweet Jessica Rabbit.
Of course
Rabbit.
Not. No. It was our idea to bring her in here.
She's nervous. She's reading our erotic confessions.
Impromptu. I think, you know, under the circumstances, a fine job.
Yeah.
Really, a tall order. A tremendously tall order.
There were a lot of words for her to... And whose fault is it that tense sounds like boob?
Don't blame Jessica. Don't blame Jessica. Blame our system.
When we come back, somebody wins $200, okay?
Yeah.
If you get all six in order, we'll be
God
right
damn,
back.
Teacher.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.